Friday the 27th of March, Base Nissen, Babi Dovid Abakasis, the alphabet.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to look at the reason why we have a small Aleph at the beginning of the book of Vayikra, which is called Aleph Zeira. Just before I go into that, I'd like to share with you a few of the ideas that the Gedolei Israel have written as to the concept of the Hebrew alphabet, Ksav Ashuris. In Orach Chaim, Siman Yud Zayin, the Eliyahu Rabba writes that when a child learns in Cheder the Aleph Beis, his neshama is elevated to unimaginable heights when the child learns the Aleph Beis, and he ends up by saying that is Limud Torah. To learn the Aleph Beis is Limud Torah. Life as a Yid starts learning the Aleph Beis. And where does it end? And I read what Chazal tell you, and these are the words of the Ari HaKadosh at the end of his commentary on Sefer Yetzirah, and he writes as follows. Amru Chazal, En techilat dino shel adam, ella al divrei Torah. When a person goes after 120 years to be judged in front of Hashem Yisbarach, the first thing he's going to be asked is regarding Limud Torah. Shneema poiter ma'im reshit madoin. Right, Solomon. Reshit dino shel adam, the first thing in the judgment of a person, shoa limoiso, they asked him, Patarta atzmecha min haTorah, did you fulfill your duties regarding learning Torah? Shenim shela lemayim, ratza lomar, yatzate yedecho batcha be'ezik haTorah, have you fulfilled your duty? That's the first thing he's asked. Comes along the Ari HaKadosh and he says, V'terem kol shoalim moiso. The first question they asked him with regard to Limud Torah is, in your day of Aleph Beis, do you know your Aleph Beis? So one starts life as a Yid learning the Aleph Beis, and after 120 years we end up back with the same question, Aleph Beis. The Ari HaKadosh there tells us that when a person is in judgment, he's very nervous and he will forget everything. And therefore, Hashem Yisbarach made it that on our hands alone, all the joints in our hand, you can find the alphabet in there. And he says, it teaches you how. And he says, when you start in judgment day, all you have to do is look at your hand, you'll find the whole alphabet. The truth is, I have not understood the Ari HaKadosh when he described it. We find that Chazal ascribed to the Aleph Beis a lot more than meets the eye. And let me read you the words of the Radbaz, one of our great poskim. He writes in Hishalos Shuvos, Helek Gimel, Siman Taf Taf Pei Gimel, he writes as follows. Soitas gedoilas mekubolos ish mipi ish b'tziyur ha'otiyot. We should know that the design of each letter, the shape of each letter, contains in it many divine secrets of Torah, which have been handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, ish mipi ish, and have been recorded the b'tziyur ha'shemot. Not only the shape of the letter, the name of the letter, the numerical value of the letter, v'tuluyim b'hem harim gedoilim. Tremendous teachings are in the letters. V'chubru sfarim rabim, and many books have been written on this subject. Mikam hashanim, for many years. V'atziyurim kulam hem ba'otiyot ashurim. This only applies to ksav ashuris. What he refers to here, that there are many books have been written, well, Sefer Yetzirah, written by Rabbi Akiva, is dealing with letters. There is a medrash called Medrash Oitiyos de Rabbi Akiva, also. There is another medrash called from Rabbi Nechunya ben Akone and Rabbi Shmoel. It's called Sefer HaTemuna. And so on and so forth. There's another book called Sitra Tziyot from the time of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So you can see the Tannoim themselves engage deeply into the subject of letters. And if I may remind you all that there is a Shtigl Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. This Gemara is in Daf Kuf Dalet, Perek Haboine. And there the Gemara tells us that one day Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, and two young boys came into the Beis HaMedrash, and he handed over the floor to them, and he told them to give over some Devar Torah. And those two young boys, Tosfos tells us that it was Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. The Tosfos learns it from the Gemara in Yerushalmi. And there, the Gemara goes into one whole page that these two children described the meaning of the Aleph Beis. So we can see that Chazal attached that there is something divine about the letters. We need to know that the letters were not man-made design. They were a divine design. Divine design. In fact, in the Torah it says, "Ve'hamichtav, michtav Elohim," that the letters written in the Luchos were designed by Hashem Yisbarach himself. And if it's designed by Hashem Yisbarach himself, so therefore, automatically, one has to ascribe to them that there is more than meets the eye, and there is tremendous wisdom in the letters. I'll read you a few words from one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, who wrote a sefer called Imre Shefer. He lived in the time of the Rashba. At the time there was tremendous controversy between him and the Rashba. But at the time he was almost put in harem. He called himself a Novi. The Rashba made sure that he was thrown out of most communities. But the Ari HaKadosh came afterwards, and he says the man was a great tzaddik, and what he wrote great Torah. And he writes as follows: Da, Shim Kol HaRishonos Kimiyot, all languages that you find in the world are man-made. His Kimiyot means conventional. Everybody has agreed that this word means that. Lashon HaKodesh, Tivis. Tivis means it's naturally from heaven, from Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem designed it, Hashem made it. It's not a language a man has created. He goes on to say that there has to be a language that is divine and letters that are divine, because all other languages and all other alphabets have to be derived from a source. And that was a divine source of which their divine there came. Then he goes on and he tells you, ends up this passage, and he says, "Kimo shehaguf murkaf mechoymer betzura," like a body, a human body, is made of material, but has a spirit in it, has a neshama in it. "Ken ha'itzios murkavos mechoymer betzura," so two letters have a divine aspect to it, have a neshama to them. And they have a goof, which is the shape of the letter. The Ramak, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, writes as follows. Similar to what Rabbi Avraham Abulafia, he says, in his days, there was a controversy as to whether the Hebrew alphabet was also man-designed by man. Chachomim in his time believed so, that it was designed by Moshe Rabbeinu. And he writes, "Rabbim chashvu, heyot otiyot hakodesh heskemiyot, besimonim monachim lehaluk kemotzahe tenuot kol dibur." He said, the Chachomim in his time were debating, and they thought that the letters had been designed by man. And the convention, everybody has agreed that this letter represents this sound. Like any other language, there are letters of every other language. And that this fact that we all agreed that this letter represents this sign, Haitami pi Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, it was because Moshe Rabbeinu, in agreement with all the Chachomim of the time, decided that this was a letter would look like. Beruah HaKodesh. Ve'en ha-devarim ken. This is wrong, he says. Chas v'sholom. El ha-otiyot ha-kedoshim yesh penimiyut v'ruchaniyut v'chayut oylam kimbuar b'zoher parashat Bahalotcha. And he says, no. They're a divine design and there is a lot of spirituality to the letters. There's a famous Rav, it's called Rav Shimon Lavi. He lived during the expulsion of Spain. He's well known for writing the piyut which people sing Lag BaOmer, Bar Yochai. He's the author of that piyut. And he wrote in his Sefer Ketem Paz, he writes as follows, Ha'otiyot hem dugmat ha-kelim el ha'uman. Like a skilled worker needs kelim to work, so too the letters are kelim to carry out a certain work. Asher al yadam yaseh ha'uman kol malachin machshevet. Through the kelim, the skilled worker will do his job. Bekeshem shetzarich ha'uman kelim mikelim shonim. Like a builder needs many different tools, not enough one tool. Ki lo bekeli echad levado yaseh malachto. A carpenter can't use one keli alone. Keilu toimash tarich. Im apatish vehakurnas and amisparim, you need a hammer, you need a chisel, you need scissors, you need a saw. Lehotzi keli lemaaseinu, v'tzurat kol keli levado, the shape on and the purpose of each tool, ken hem otiyot haTorah, so too are the letters of the Torah. Kelim lemaaseh bereishis. They are the tools that God used to create the world. Through the letters, Hashem Yisborah created the world. And that's what Chazal mean when they sell, and they say, Be'asar ma'amoros ha'olam nivra. 10 utterances. And when you speak, what comes out is sounds which are letters making up words. I'll end this introduction with a word from the Chernobyl Rav, the Mordechai of Chernobyl, the son of the first one who was Menachem Nachum of Chernobyl, and he writes in his Sefer Likud Torah, he writes as follows, Kelal Gadol Shetzarich Le'amin Be'emun Hashleim, a very important principle that we need to believe with firm faith. Sheotiyot haTorah vaTfila, the letters of the Torah and of Davening, hem mekashrim et Yisrael leAvihem shebashamayim. They connect the Jew to Hashem Yisborach. Bekoach Or and Sof Baruchu haMeir betoichem, because there is some divine light that actually is inside the letters. Ubechina zu nikres neeman bebrisoy. A person who is trusted in the covenant. The Torah is a covenant. And we need to believe and trust that in the words of the Torah, there is Hashem Yisborach's divine light. Shemesim emunaso bebris haTorah, that the person puts his trust in the Torah. Amemotza ben Yisrael amakom, it's the intermediary between the person, Am Yisrael, and Hashem Yisborach. Kimamar Razal, as Chazal said, Kutcha Baruch Hu Oiraisa v'Yisrael Kol Lahad. The Torah, Am Yisrael, and Hashem Yisborach are all united. Aval, im enu ma'amin chas v'shalom, if a person doesn't believe that that's what the letters of the Torah have inside them, alav ne'amar about him it is written, ve'libam lo nachonim mo, his heart is not right, ולא נאמן בבריתו, and is not trustworthy in his beliefs of the bris of the Torah. After having looked at this small introduction, because this is a very deep subject, let me move on to the Seder of the week. starts off Vayikra with a little aleph at the end of Vayikra, small aleph. Which if you look in the Baraturim, he highlights it. And in fact, the Baraturim are word for word from an earlier authority, Maharam of Rottenburg. The Maharam of Rottenburg was a Rebbe of his father, the Rosh. And of course it's a Masoyis that was handed down. And in fact, they're not even the words of the Maharam of Rottenburg, because he writes himself. If you see, the Maharam Rottenburg wrote notes on the Torah, on the Masoyis, on the traditions where there is any letters, a big, small, a missing letter, an extra letter. He wrote Masoyis of the Torah. And in it, he writes in the name of his father that had received from his rabbis, and he writes there about the small aleph. What do they say about the small aleph? That Rashi also brings it, he says, Vayikra is Lashon Shel Chibah. It's a language, endearing language. When God speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's different to the prophets of Umas HaOlam, like Bilam. When Hashem spoke to Bilam, it says Vayikar, no aleph at the end. By Moshe it says Vayikra. Vayikra is Lashon Shemalachei Hashoretz Mishtamshim Boi, is a language that the Malachim themselves speak to each other, as we say in Kedusha, Vayikra Ze El Ze. So Hashem is Barach, in his endearing and love for Moshe, he calls him Moshe, Vayikra, he calls him, come in. Whereas with Bilam, is a language of Vayikar, which is Lashon Tuma, is incidental, by accident I met you, so I'll speak to you. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his great humility, felt, how can I write about myself that God is so close to me and loves me so much that he calls me Vayikra? So he said to the Eibishter, do you mind when the Eibishter dictated the Torah to Moshe, each letter is dictated to him, Moshe turns around to the Eibishter, says a Baraturim, and he says to the Eibishter, do you mind if I leave the Aleph out and I'll write the Yikar? I don't want to be so assuming of myself. The Eibishter did not agree with him, said no. But the Eibishter agreed as a compromise. Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Hashem and he said, in that case, would you allow me to write the little Aleph? And Hashem Yisborah gave him permission to write the little Aleph. So that's one of the lessons that we learn from there. The letter Aleph has many meanings. I'll give you an example as to one of the meanings of the letter Aleph. In Sefer HaTumuna, written by Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane and Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, and they say it like this. If you look at the shape of a letter Aleph, it's a Yud above, a Vav in the middle, diagonally, and a Yud at the bottom. Yeah? Yud, Yud, and a Vav. There are others who later say it's a Yud, a Vav, and a Dalet. Let's take the Sefer HaTumuna, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane, and he says, what does it symbolize? Hashem Yisborach. It's Yud, Yud, and Avav is 26. 26 is Shem Havaya, is the Gematria 26. The word Aleph has many meanings. The name of the letters has many meanings. One of the meanings it could have is Aluf. Aluf, Loisan, Aluf. Aluf means princes, rulers. Hashem is the one and only ruler. Aluf, Poishaloylam. And therefore, Hashem is Barach wanted the Aleph in there, and he made a compromise to have a little Aleph. Let me read you a few of the other views on this Aleph. So Rabbeinu Ephraim was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer Mikarmiza, Baletoisis, and they, in that period, they were called Hasidei Ashkenaz. They were very meticulous about letters. Rabbeinu Ephraim wrote the commentary on Torah, all based on the shape of letters. Rabbeinu Elazar Migarmiza similarly also wrote the same page. Baraturim quotes them all the time, doesn't say by name, but it's a tradition that was handed down through Chochmei Ashkenaz, and they preserved this Chochmei. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim says as follows. The word Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. If we look at them, it says as follows. We can also see Hashem is Barach there again. How? He says, the letters are divided into five groups depending on what part of your mouth you use in order to pronounce the letter. They are called Hamisha Motzaot HaPeh. The first one, the Aleph, comes from the back, the throat. Comes from the Gorim, says. The Lamed comes more from the center, which is your tongue. And the final letter, the Pei, comes from the lips. Otiyot Bumaf, using the lips. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, this comes to teach you that Hashem is, was, is, and will be. Haya hoive veyihye, at the beginning, so the back of the throat, in the middle, and in the end. That's what it comes to teach you. You can see that in every bit of the letter, be it its name, be it its shape, be it whatever you want of the letter, the numerical value, and I'll come to the numerical value in a minute, and you'll see that you find Hashem is Barach. Rabbeinu Rab Chaim Vital, one of the main Talmidim of the Ari HaKadosh, was told by his Rebbe to write a Perush on the Torah, Pshat. And he wrote a book called Etz HaDa'atov, beautiful commentary on the Torah. In it, he has some 10 explanations, ideas as to why we have a small Aleph. And if I may, I'll go through some of them. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was outside the Ohel Moed, and Hashem Yisbarach is calling him. So, Hashem wants to tell you that when Hashem is calling Moshe, Moshe is amongst the Yidden, amongst all the people. So if Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody would hear. So Hashem wants to signify that when he actually called for Moshe Rabbeinu, that was a sound and a voice that came down, but only Moshe Rabbeinu could hear it. So it was small, it was low, it wasn't high, you know, it wasn't a sound that everybody could hear. That's what he's saying. B'yoto b'chutz im Yisrael, ba'a elav akriya, the call came from Hashem, b'kol nemuch, hanirmezet be'alev zeira. So that's the first lesson. He says, Hashem called Moshe. The whole of Klal Yisrael at the moment, at the time, were not worthy of being Nevi'im to hear Hashem Yisbarach. So that it was a kol namuch, that's a small aleph. The next lesson he learns from it, and I'm being very concise to what he writes in great detail. He says, Hashem Yisbarach, immediately when the Mishkan was built, and the Yidden inaugurated the Mishkan, the Yidden thought at the time, wow, the presence of the Almighty is down here, the Onan has come down, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even go in the Ohel Moed, because Kishachan Alav Ve'anan, that's the end of Book of Shemois, when they built the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go in. They thought, such Kedusha, we've got a Mishkan, the Shem Yisbarach is dwelling amongst us, they thought, this can never be destroyed. Hashem Yisbarach, you see, it can never be destroyed. And Hashem Yisbarach wanted to immediately tell Am Yisrael, not so. The temple will be destroyed. And therefore Hashem Yisbarach tells Moshe, V'hoira lo, ki atida ha-kedusha shel ha-kadosh baruch hu ha-nikret, hey Hashem echad. Ois, Aleph, Lehitmaed v'liyot zehira, the first letter of the Aleph, El Echad, has to be diminished and made small to teach you. Ve'al yedei ken yicharev, it will be destroyed. Uma shidiber, zeu ma shidiber lo sham mi'inyan oihel moed, v'idaber Hashem elav me'oihel moed, regarding the temple, it will be destroyed. Why? Because the Aleph is small. What does it mean that the Aleph is small? Is that the reason why Hashem Yisbarach will destroy the temple? So we go on to the next bit. If we look at the name of Khatam HaRishon. As a numerical value, Aleph Dalet Mem 45. Adam is made of Dam and an Aleph. Dam and an Aleph. Basically a human being, what is flesh and blood. But Hashem Yisbarach put in him something divine. A holy neshama. That's the Aleph. And go a little bit further to where he explains. He explains as follows. There is a name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. When you fill it up, called Milui, and there are many ways of doing this Milui of Hashem, if you do it as follows, Yud is spelled as Yud Vav Dalet. The He is with an Aleph, a He and an Aleph. The Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, and the He is a He with an Aleph at the end. The numerical value of that is Mem He. Like Adam. So now, it says as follows. When Hashem Yisbarach went to create Adam, and he said to the Malachim, Nase Adam Ketzalmeinu Kidmuseinu, says, one of the possible meanings is I'm going to give him an Aleph from my name. I'm going to give it to Adam. And that is a concept we're going to make him with something divine in him. Which Aleph did Hashem Yisbarach give Adam? Now there are three Alephs in that name. Hey Aleph, the first Hey, or the final Hey. So it's the first Hey, the first Aleph of the first Hey is called Aleph Rabraba. That's the big Aleph. But the last one, signifying that it is the lowest level of the divine energies and lights that come down to this world, is the little Aleph. And that's the little Aleph that Hashem Yisbarach gave Adam. Hashem Yisbarach gave Adam an Aleph. You will find that before Adam sinned, there was a big Aleph. But after he sinned, he had the little Aleph. How do I know that? He says, because if you look at the book of Divrei Hayomim, and Divrei Hayomim is talking about the chronology of mankind, of Am Yisrael, who is the first person to be mentioned in the book of Divrei Hayomim? Adam HaRishon. And the book starts, Adam Sheis. How is that first Aleph written? Big Aleph. Big Aleph. So now, this small Aleph signifies that Hashem gave Adam an Aleph, which is something divine. And when Adam sinned, there was a pagam, there was a blemish there. The Aleph's not established with him. In fact, when Adam sinned, the divine presence removed itself from amongst, from the down below, and it went up. And then it took up many of our great tzaddikim, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, until Moshe Rabbeinu, to restore it back, to be metakim what Adam did. The ultimate conclusion of that rectification was in the construction of the Mishkan, where Hashem's presence came back to down to earth. And therefore Hashem Yisbarach is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, that now can be rectified with a korban. Adam himself, when he sinned, and he realized what he'd done, he himself brought a korban. That korban gave him 1,000 years of life, except that he donated 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. That gave him an Aleph. Because an Aleph Lamed Pei, means Elef, means 1,000. He got 1,000. When the temple was constructed, Hashem Yisbarach gave us korbanos that will rectify what Adam had done wrong, and that was almost bringing it back that Hashem Yisbarach should dwell amongst us, and therefore comes the Aleph. But like we said before, had he given us the big Aleph, we would have thought, you can't destroy the temple. But Hashem Yisbarach says, unfortunately, the complete tikkun of Adam Rishon is not complete. And therefore there will be a little Aleph because the temple will be destroyed. And it will be only afterwards, at the final Geula, that the big Aleph will be restored back to its full place and Adam will become Adam with a big Aleph.